Everyone learning English knows the typical difficulties. First, there is the question of pronunciation. How do you avoid saying shit when you mean sheet? Or that moment when the learner decides to use the full form cannot instead of its contraction? To avoid saying English's most taboo word by mistake. And then there are the hated phrasal verbs. There is also one area that never fails to cause problems, and sometimes embarrassment, false friends. A false friend is a word in a foreign language that looks similar to one in your own language, but with a different meaning. Sometimes a radically different meaning. The term came from the phrase false friends of the translator, coined in 1928 by the French linguists Maxime Kurzler and Jules Durocny. False friends are also known as false cognates, deceptive words, treacherous twins, or bel infidel. Cognates are words in different languages sharing the same etymological origin. This permits you to sometimes guess the meaning of a word in another language. A couple of examples between English and Italian would be salary and salario, or extraordinary and straordinario. Learning a new language can be difficult, so when you see a word which looks familiar, you reach out and hug it, in the words of one linguist, only to discover sometimes that you have been deceived. Believe it or not, many words in English come originally from Latin. Some experts calculate that 30% to 40% of vocabulary in English has related words in Italian. This can obviously help learners of English if they can spot the connection between the two languages. Connections between English and Italian begin at the top with perfect cognates, words that are spelt the same with the same meaning. But pronunciation and stress can still be a problem. Native becomes native, for example. Then we have near-perfect cognates, words which are very similar and have the same meaning, but the spelling is slightly different. Examples include attention, attenzione, public, pubblico, and religious, religioso. And finally, we have the real traitors. False cognates, or false friends, are words in a foreign language, in this case English, that appear identical or very similar to words in the learner's own language, but which have different meanings. These words have evolved from the same root, but the meanings have diverged. Anyone struggling through the idiosyncrasies of English should take some comfort from the fact that native English speakers also have their own problems. The famous Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw once said, reputedly, that America and Britain were two countries separated by a common language. While pants in America are trousers, they are underpants in Britain, and fag in the States is a derogative expression for a homosexual, but refers colloquially to a cigarette in the UK. Just imagine the possibilities for unintended embarrassment here. And there are many more examples. Assist. English teachers have been surprised from time to time to learn that their Italian students, sometimes with a rather low level of English, have assisted at a course or conference or congress, when what they really mean is attended a course. Preservative, dangerous territory. A preservative is used to extend the life of food, while a preservativo is a condom. Brits might think, what are condoms doing in a packet of cornflakes, for example, and Italians asking for a preservative in a British chemist's? Sensible. A real problem for everyone learning English or Italian, sensible is sensato, and sensitive is sensibile. Sensibility, however, as in the title of Jane Austen's early 19th century novel, Sense and Sensibility, is an old-fashioned usage closer to the Italian sensibile, meaning strongly affected by emotions. Today, people still refer to their sensibilities, meaning things that they feel emotional about. Actually, the English word is normally used to contradict a previous statement. You said I was German. Actually, I'm Austrian. To translate the Italian word, we use currently, meaning at the moment. I am currently writing a book on false friends. Argument. An unpleasant oral disagreement is described in English as an argument, and so is a statement in favor of or against a point. Argomento, on the other hand, is a particular line of reasoning, as well as a storyline, plot, in a film, for example. Conductor. A 100% genuine false friend. In the Royal Albert Hall in London, the conductor would be in front of an orchestra. In Italy, he or she would be behind the wheel of a vehicle or presenting a radio or TV program. Fabric. The first word is a cloth or material made by knitting or weaving fibers, woolen fabrics. It comes from the Latin word fabrica, meaning a workshop. The second is a factory or a place of production. The meanings have diverged over time. Library. Another classic false friend. In the former, it is possible to sit and read and research and take books home for a period, to borrow, without charge. In the latter, you can also take books home, but this involves a different verb, to buy. Parent. A subtle difference here, but still important. Everyone has two biological parents, a mother and a father. On the other hand, a person can have many relatives, parenti, for good or for bad. The difference is sometimes relative. Sympathy. Mick Jagger once sang with compassion of his sympathy for the devil. Satan, on the other hand, has never shown any friendliness, simpatia, towards the children of the couple he deceived in the Garden of Eden.